Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Kyle is not a serious. Not a serious injury. Taven also limped off. We'll have to evaluate that one, and we'll know more tomorrow.
That's John Harbaugh talking about his safety, Kyle Hamilton. As we all are holding out collective breaths. When I saw him limping off the field, I was concerned. Number one, Ed, but when I saw him go back to the locker room area, I was really concerned.
Yeah, let's put it mildly. I mean, he's your best defensive player.
Yes, he is. No doubt about it.
I mean, he's extraordinary. He's as important as this team, you know, as anybody is to the defense. So we all worry. I see your heart's in your mouth when you see him get hurt and limp off the field. So we shall see.
John Harbaugh also, while he's at the podium, talked about his starting quarterback.
Utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson. You know, always will. He's my guy. He's our guy. He's our quarterback. And Lamar's doing what he needs to do. You know, he's winning football games. And, you know, it's not always pretty. I don't know how many times in the last however many years we've had wins like this where we've gotten up here and said, you know, it's not pretty and it's not perfect, but it's us. You know, it's us competing and fighting. And that's what Lamar's doing. The pretty games will be there. They'll be there for Lamar Jackson. You can bet on that. But I'm proud of him right now. I'm really proud of him, the way he's fighting to win football games.
He was a guy with a completion percentage of over 70 and a passer rating of over 120. The last three games, Mike Preston, 58.6, 56, 56.5. Those are completion percentage. Passer ratings, 87.7, 47.6, 76.9. Listen, you can deflect all you want, but the bottom line is this. He hasn't played well. Tell us why. He hadn't been over 200 yards passing either in any of those games. Why?
That was the question I asked in my last paragraph this morning.
One touchdown, two interceptions. Why?
There are a couple of reasons. I assume, you know, one, the injuries. Hamstring, ankle injuries, and then he was taped up pretty heavy before the game. Sunday, two, the wear and tear on the body. I think it was 2019, he had like 9.1 attempts, rushing attempts. Mm-hmm. And now it's down to like 3.5. That tells you something there. And maybe it's the wear and tear. Maybe it's the injuries. I don't know. And two, he's in contract negotiations. You know, there are a lot of things that are going on in Lamar's brain. To me, it kind of reminds me of when the Ravens were 1-5 and they were staring into the abyss. Well, sometimes you get into his head is like staring into the abyss. You don't know what's going on. So there could be a couple factors that are playing important roles in this situation, but I don't know. I don't know.
John Harbaugh also talked about his future Hall of Fame running back.
It is. It is. You start running out of game balls. You know, how many game balls can you give him? You know, so maybe we'll wait till he cracks the top 10. I don't know. But he's going to get more yards. And then, you know, having players like that on your team, you know, and this guy sitting right here is in the same category, but or like DeAndre Hopkins, you know, he's going after his 1,000th catch, you know. Thought about trying to get him his 1,000th catch there too, you know, but won't have to do that. It's coming. You know, it'll be there Thursday night. So seeing those guys play and being a part of that, their careers, is really cool.
I can 100% agree with that, Ed. See, I mean, just being a coach on a team, we have so many guys, I mean, that are just special at what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's you think about the guys you have now, and I'm going to forecast. Henry's obviously going to the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. clearly. Lamar's going to the Hall of Fame. Two-time MVPs don't get shut out the Hall of Fame. No Super Bowls.
And he's got a lot of good football in front of him.
He's plenty of years ahead of him.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Hamilton, if he keeps playing at this level, he's going to be a Hall of Fame safety. I mean, so you got all this talent on this team. It's got to be awesome. It really does. It's got to be awesome. And I mean,
and Mike, you and I are going to be going for Jordan Stout in the Hall of Fame.
And man, the way he kicked yesterday, he might be there. Yeah. Might be there.
He's a great guy.
Roquan Smith stepped to the podium. He talked about winning ugly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you just have to control what you can control. And as a defense, the only thing you can control is what product you go out and put on the field. We can't focus on what the offense is doing. I got a lot of respect for our offense. I know our offense is going to continue to keep putting up points. But at the end of the day, it's about us on defense. So it's about us 11 coming together and making sure that a team, because at the end of the day, a team don't score, they don't win. Like having that mindset right there. But obviously, it's the NFL as well. So guys are going to make plays. But it's about wiping the lens clean. And especially like myself, missing that sack. Like, I hated it, you know. Sucked, you know. But at the end of the day, it's like, it happened. It's the NFL. He's a tough tackle in the pocket sometimes. But I have to make that play and got to just wipe the lens clean. And you can't, like, just dwell on plays that you miss. Like, because teams going to hit plays. And it's about just us going out and being who we are, play in and play out. But one touchdown normally is not going to win a game. So it's about just being consistent, play in and play out.
My biggest concern for the defense, Jeremy, is no consistent penetration up front on the line. They came away with a couple of sacks, but consistently, I feel like Taylor had too much time in that pocket.
Yeah, and again, like this is, I think it's a big concern moving forward of whether or not the pass rush gets going. And I've asked this question, I think now for four straight weeks, when do we know what we have here? Because you're facing inferior opponents along the way until you face, what, the Patriots and Packers? Everybody in your division
right.
sucks.
Right.
I mean, with all due respect, no, you guys suck anyway.
Without respect. Yeah. You had to put the respect on it.
I was going to, but I'm like, no, they're just bad. Like all the teams in this division have been bad. This isn't me knocking the Ravens. They've done everything they can. I was joking with you guys, saying, man, we were wondering, can they catch the Steelers? How big is that Week 18 game? They already caught them.
Yeah, they might rest people in Week 18.
It's an indictment of the league.
It really is. And again, like I don't want people to get things misconstrued or not like beating them up for it, but it is weird to see a Lamar offense look this lethargic.
It's weird to see the Patriots ahead of the Bills. It's weird to see the Bears ahead of anybody. It's a weird season.
410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Preston report card at 7:30. But on the other side, offensive, defensive players of the game on the Fan. Offensive and defensive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's the players of the game. Can I say this before we go on? Was I the only one screaming at the television, or maybe you were in the press box, Mike? First and goal inside the five, or around the five, I should say. Why'd he go one backfield, single set backfield? Why was Ricard not on the field until, what was it, third down?
I don't have this.
Or was it fourth down? I think they put him on fourth down, didn't they?
Yep. And then, why? They loaded up, and he smashed. He smashed the linebacker and just crushed him.
And Henry just...
And then Henry just ran in the end zone untouched.
How about you, like, take care of your guys and run that on first down and get off the field? I mean, you know, that's three fewer plays that your offensive line, that your quarterback.
Makes sense to me.
Let's get off. Okay, let's get it in there the first down and get off the field.
Right.
And I'm not screaming for that in the middle of the field. But once you get there, that's what 42 is for.
Yeah.
That's why you pay him.
Well, we've talked about it. Even if you – Like, if you're throwing the ball, don't you want Derrick Henry on the field for the threat of it?
Yes.
Like, using Pat Ricard, you can use him in so many ways where it's like, hey, you know where they're running the ball, where Pat Ricard goes, until the time they send Ricard and then send somebody out the other way. And it's like, okay, well, we got you now because you're going the wrong direction. I just feel like there are times where you have to look at the situation you're in, whether it's goal line. And I don't think you got to get cute. Just give the ball to 22 and have the other, you know, like, I like all the gadget plays and some of the other stuff that's going on, but by God, is every team in this league trying to do that stupid tush push? Gross.
And who's our offensive player of the game?
We got to give it King Henry. King Henry. He now has 12,294 yards rushing. He surpassed yesterday Marcus Allen, Edgerrin James, and Marshall Faulk. He's 18 yards behind Jim Brown. I think he'll get that.
He could get that on one carry.
Absolutely. And then it's Eric Dickerson, Jerome Bettis, LaDainian Tomlinson. It's heady company.
He's,
man,
in rare air. He's in Hall of Fame air right now. Yeah. You know, I mean, the guys that he's passing, mm-hmm, aren't. And it's funny because most of these guys, many of us in this room remember playing.
Sure.
Yeah. He's a beast.
Hey, you coached him, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I coached Jim Brown in the Pee Wee League. He played for North Carolina Titans. Nobody knows that.
He was our quarterback. We just gave him the ball every time.
Jeremy, who's our defensive player of the game?
It was Marlon Humphrey. Yeah. It was Ed's up. Marlon Humphrey with the big forced fumble. I mean, he's kind of looking like the old Marlon Humphrey, right? The old fruit punch that we have when he punched the ball out. But there were a couple of plays yesterday, so we decided to give him that because it's a huge turnover.
Yeah, it was. It sealed the deal. Rashawn in Baltimore, what?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, man.
What's up, man?
Never ugly win, man, but it was a win, right? Yeah. And I think Lamar definitely is kind of hurt. But
I think so.
Would anybody ever think of this, man? Maybe he looking like, man, it's the Jets, man. I don't have to give it 100%. I can be 60% and still beat the Jets.
Can I ask you this?
Rashawn, can I ask you this?
Did he see the same thing against Cleveland and Minnesota?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think this was his worst game out of them two games.
No, it was not. Cleveland was. Because he had his passer rating was a 47. It was the only game in his NFL career where he had two interceptions and no touchdowns.
Mm. Well, I mean, hey, looking at his standpoint too, man, you know, people were like, well, remember when he was going through some stuff before, they was like, he need to be on the field, man. You know, we need him out there. And now he's out there and people complaining that, like, he's not playing good, you know? Like,
no one's complaining. People are observing. I mean, observation is he's not playing well. That's not a complaint. I'm more concerned than I am complaining about him.
Rashawn, stop burying the headline. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Well, yeah. Hey, man. Down 21 points. Come on, man. That was a statement win right there, man. And y'all know that, man. And Jeremy, you looking like a genius lately. You
know, because
Thursday night you picked the Texans. Everybody thought you was on crack. Then you picked the Cowboys. One of them picked the Cowboys. Everybody
they still
thought you was
think
smoking
I'm on
some crack,
crack
too. Oh. Hey, but listen, this Thursday, man, this is an elimination game, man, between the Cowboys and Chiefs on Thanksgiving, man, because you know loser most likely.
Yeah, that's enough, Marshawn. We just wanted you to make one statement on the
Cowboys.
There
are three really good games on Thursday.
You know the Ravens play on Thursday too, right?
Yeah, they play. They play the what?
Exactly.
Joe Flacco coming back in town,
exactly,
right? Yeah, Joe Flacco coming back
sounds
in town.
Sounds like Burrow's going to be going.
Oh, Burrow! But listen, I think Lamar going to show up for prime time, though. You know, I guarantee it's going to be. We're going to see a different Lamar there Thursday.
All right.
So hey, man.
So just so everybody knows, the Cincinnati Bengals have the worst DVOA in the history of this
DVOAs.
League.
Yes.
The history of this league.
Yes.
They are horrendous on defense.
You go from Rashawn to Trippy.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Listen real quick.
Do we got to listen real quick? Does that mean you're going to talk quick?
No, hold up, Ron. Let me just get this out before I get to my point. Anybody listening, right? I lost my camera yesterday. If y'all see a little Sony camera, man, do Trippy a favor. I need that camera to go to Jamaica, please. It's somewhere out there. Somebody got the camera. Just give it back, please. Thank you.
After you watch the movies, though. But go ahead.
You going to hedonism?
Ain't that type of movies on there. They looking for that, bro. But anyway, yesterday, man, I mean, I can agree with some callers. Lamar not looking the same. But you know who's still always looking the same, though? That damn Andrew Vorgies and Daniel for doo-doo. That's his new name, for doo-doo. So that's what he played like, doo-doo. Hello? Like, Like, come on, man. Then I'm talking to Warhop yesterday, like, hey, bro, Sammy, he laughing, like, is this a joke? Like, what's going on? But you know what, though? I'm not too concerned, though, because let's be honest, man. We ain't had to do too much for the Jets, though. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but it was a win. We got the Bengals up next.
See, I don't know this about a lot of other listeners, but I know this about you. You played ball before. When the bum team came to Mervo or vice versa, what did you do? What was your goal? To stomp. Oh. I'm sorry, to Edmondson.
No, 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 no. I'm glad you said Mervo. Because speaking of Mervo, my senior year, we beat Mervo so bad, Rob. It was like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They started fighting.
How many field goals did you hit? So did you say they're bums, so let's just cruise? Or did you say they're bums, so let's stomp a mud hole in them?
I mean, well, like playing up Emerson, when we always play like a bum team, our goal was to put up as much points
exactly.
as we felt like they couldn't
so
deal with
it. I'm not feeling that it's just the Jets. We in cruise control. I'm not feeling that at all. You go out and you stomp them. You get Lamar off the field after three quarters. That's what you do. You don't make them play four.
We shut out boys high 31-0. I know what he cares.
So like I said, Trippy, I don't know that about a lot of other people that play. I don't know whether they played ball or not, but I know you did. I know you played for. So I ain't buying that from you. Don't give me that.
My team lost to the Hickey score 108-0.
You know, Bed-Stuy, do or die. Those guys, yeah. 31-0.
Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm good. Hey, Rob, I have nothing against West Baltimore, but I spent my formative years in Cherry Hill.
Okay. All right. That's cool. You just got that West Baltimore cadence, though, you know?
I know. I've been around. Hey, I coach football, right? And one thing, you're never going to apologize for winning. But, yeah, Lamar's not playing well. Anytime my wife, we watching the game, she said, why didn't he run? I mean, when it was a hole. But it's not – I mean, yeah, he's going – he probably hurt, banged up. He had knee, hamstring, ankles, and everything. But the thing I like about this team is it kind of reminds – I'm getting 2012 vibes. Because if I'm not mistaken, what we backed into the playoffs, losing 4 or 5, we got in, we got hot. I'm glad that they got the fight. And they put out a lot of energy to get back to 6-5. And I'm enjoying being in first place with them bum-ass Steelers in our red view. You know, and we just going to keep it moving. But, yeah, we do have to get – they have to get better with their execution and things of that nature. But I'd rather do this and make changes and get things fixed in first place than last place.
There you go. So, hey, Kevin, thanks a lot, my friend. 410-583-1057, that's the number. We're taking more phone calls from you, fan reaction at 745. But on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston's report card on the fan. The professor is in, and today would be an interesting day for me because I have no idea where Mike is going with this report card today because there could be some really, really low grades, and rightfully so. Mike, what'd you give the quarterback?
C-. 13 of 23, 153 yards. Finished with a rating of 76.9. And, man, he missed some receivers that were wide open, especially that one to Hopkins in the fourth quarter. That would have put the game away.
Yeah.
Wide open down the left sideline. He got a C-. Running backs. Derrick Henry had 5 carries for 14 yards in the first half and then finishes with 21 carries for 64 yards in the in total. So they went to him. And that's effective. I have no problems with that strategy. I still want to see them use Keaton Mitchell a little bit more. He had the one long run that he broke in the second half, but it was called back because the center got called for holding. But I still like you got to give him the ball, give him some touches. They get a C. Offensive line, I gave a D+. Their tackles just gave up too much. Ronnie Stanley, Rosengarten. Third, the ends from the Jets put a lot of pressure on Lamar. And sometimes with Lamar, because he's not running as much as he used to, if you can make him move, that is effective. So I gave them a D+. I probably would have given him a D, but I felt very gracious and gave him a D+. Receivers.
Yeah, I always felt insulted.
Now, Mike, do you think, I mean, look, you know me. I'm always talking about the most important players on the field. The fact that Rashad Bateman's been down, that's why this offense has struggled, because wide receivers, as we've said, being the key to every single offense.
They have no long ball.
No, no one said that.
They didn't?
No. No one's ever said
but that. They have no long ball.
Yeah.
It's missing. I think they averaged like 11.8.
That's all Jeremy has.
That's all I got.
No comments.
Sit there. Down and touch the water, baby.
11.8 yards.
That's Poseidon's kiss.
Per catch Sunday. And I think they entered the game averaging like 11.3. But they did get Flowers involved early. At least two catches were on jet sweeps, which I kind of favored. But they get a C. Defensive line, I think I gave them a C. C+. I didn't think they were very. I didn't think they were strong.
Yeah, see, yep.
I didn't think they got a lot of pressure on Tyrod Taylor, especially up in the middle. And usually, last game against Cleveland, they were at least knocking down passes. I didn't see them get their hands up nearly as much in this game, and maybe because they didn't throw as many quick passes. But then again, as I think back, they did throw a lot of quick passes over the middle, so it was there. They just didn't get it done. Linebackers, I gave him a C+. I thought Roquan played a fairly strong game, 11 tackles. Buchanan had 8. Secondary, I gave a C+. Still not sold on these guys. I see them every week, and I still see guys getting open, and there are times when they look lost, and they missed a lot of tackles in that game. Jets running backs were very patient, getting up in the hole.
Yeah, they were.
And I like what they did to him. I still like Marlon Humphrey, though, with the strip in the end. That's what Marlon Humphrey does. That's exactly what he does, and he did it in that game. They kind of stopped it. Yeah. Special teams, we already talked about Jordan Stout. I mean, he was the guy.
What took them from an A to a B, Mike? I'm just curious. Because
their kickoff and their
coverage units were not very good. Also had a violation for not kicking into the landing zone as well.
Come on, man.
I figured that's what he was going to go.
So I gave them a B. Coaching, I gave a C because they just came out
flat.
Well, I don't even know if they were flat or whatever. They had no juice offensively. Defensively, you know, Zach Ertz did what he had to do, but I'm not impressed by you beating these teams. I'm not impressed by you beating up on J.J. McCarthy.
Are you not entertained?
No, I'm not entertained. Matter of fact, I have more entertainment at watching those dogs get those frisbees during halftime than I did watching the first half of that game. And
it's the most action you saw, Dave.
Yes, indeed. It wasn't even close. So anyway, that was my grading.
Yeah, the guy throwing the frisbees had a perfect passer rating.
Oh, I mean, did you see that girl when they had the girl and the dogs clammed up her back and stuff? And I was like, whoa.
I didn't get to see that. I had a buddy that was sending pictures. He said, this is the most exciting thing that's happened all day.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was spicy.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Orange Mills. Get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, Mike is right. The dogs were more exciting than some of these receivers, man, with the exception of Flowers. And this line is terrible. It stinks all around. Being there, seeing it live. Like, TV, it's not even be there live to see it. It's really bad. Oh, my God. None of these guys. I mean, Linderbaum, yeah, have a nice day. Don't come back. We don't want you here. He's too busy wrestling on the ground. Lele looked like a traffic officer. He looked like he just be working on the streets. Get him out of here immediately. I don't even know why he's they are going to get Lamar. Lamar's already hurt. They're going to get him killed. They want to hospitalize him, man. Is that what this is? I kept saying, yo, just stay gone. But I will say one thing. I'm just glad we beat the Jets. I just, you know, my son spent a lot of money on that ticket for you to see the Jets game and sit me in a good spot. So I'm my boy, Brian. Thank you. But, yeah, that was bad, man. I mean, that is a bad thing. We should have been over with in the first half. This is how bad we are. Oh, man, get this coach out of here, please. Please get this coach. Give me a Hall of Fame coach. Groove is out there. Bring somebody in here. Anybody but this guy, man. He deserves a good kick in the balls and get him out of here. Y'all have a good one, man. I'm out.
Damn.
Wow. So is he on the fence about him, or is he – how's that go?
I don't know.
Not only does he want him out, it was kick him in the balls.
Hee-hee.
That's harsh.
Wow.
I don't know that anybody.
That's fine, but John Gruden's not a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, stop, dude. Stop.
They traded first-round picks for him.
I know. And they got what they wanted, but come on, stop it.
Hey, but you know something? The best play for the Ravens have had in the last 2 years has always been Lamar running around when their offensive line is broken down. They couldn't pass block. They haven't been a good pass blocking group in 3 years. So you think all of a sudden they were going to be this great pass blocking unit in 2025? No, they weren't. The problem is Lamar can't run around like he used to for whatever reason.
So now you see all the imperfections of the game plan.
Yes.
By the way, since John Gruden has won the Super Bowl, 7-9, 5-11, 11-5, 4-12, 9-7, 4-12, 7-9, 8-8. Mm-hmm. That's since the Super Bowl, man. Come on.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like we stopped his career at 2002. Everything stopped there.
And I'm not, my affinity for the Buccaneers. He had the Raiders playbook, essentially. He coached the year before against the Raiders. They picked off Rich Cannon 5 times.
And that was a team that, Tony Dungy groomed.
Yes, Tony Dungy built it. The defense was awesome. The defense was like the Ravens' defense at the time. They just crushed them defensively.
Not a Hall of Famer. The good, the bad, the ugly at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, I want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. Fan reaction up next on The Fan. Monday morning quarterback Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Mike Preston, and Joseph and Perry Hall. What's up, Joseph?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Hey, so just about a couple of thoughts from the game yesterday and just overall on the team. So I do think Lamar's hurt. I think he's been dealing with injuries all season, and that plays a role in, you know, why he hasn't been playing well. Another thing that I think it could be another issue that a lot of people I don't think talking about is the absence of Rashad Bateman. To me personally, I think Rashad is probably like one of our best route running receivers, and that plays a role in for Lamar having an outlet to go to, when the defense is playing tight coverage and stuff like that. So I'm hoping as the season goes on, you know, he does get healthier. I know one of the knocks on him is he's been Superman during the regular season and then falls off during the playoffs. So I'm hoping with how crazy the NFL is this year, that changes this year and we can make a run to the Super Bowl. And my last point I had is regarding the defense, and I think y'all touched on it earlier. We need to be able to get consistent pressure because Tyrod Taylor had way too much time yesterday. Yep. Back there throwing the ball, and I'm not going to lie, I probably said so many cuss words yesterday than I did in a long time for a lot of things that they were doing. So not getting pressure and tackling was a big thing yesterday too. That could have got us out of a lot of like sticky situations. So I do think if we want to make a run in the playoffs, the defense got to get better. And the last thing I want to touch on, this is from Mike. Years ago, Mike, Mr. Preston, you said something, either you said it or you said somebody else said it, but you said the level to play of the defense is because we don't have any lunatics on the defense like we did when we were good in the past. So mm-hmm. That stuck with me for a long time. So, yeah. But thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you very much.
Gilman seems to get into a lot of, like, I'm going to call him a lunatic out there, but he gets into a lot of, like, scuffles and barking, right?
Yeah, but he's not. I mean, in 2008, they had some like just gangsters on their team. They had McCrary and Goose and Sam Adams and Rob Burnett. They were crazy, man. They ran that team. In 2012,
and God bless Benny Thompson. I know it's a little bit further.
Yeah, and in 2012, man, they had Ray
Bernard Pollard.
Anquan Boldin. Yeah. They had alpha males on that team too. This
Ed
team,
Reed.
Yeah, Ed was on the back end. They don't have these guys. I don't see them.
It was Sam Gash. I met him at a party once. He told McCrary's the reason.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On the Super Bowl, because he wouldn't, he said he was ass at practice. He went full tilt every play, made everybody play hard at practice.
Yeah,
he credited him with getting that team.
Yeah, they were nuts. And you need some of those. You got to have, you know, as somebody once said, you got to have some assholes on your team, and that's true.
Yeah.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
I think we lost the calls. Yeah, we had to put Kevin back on hold because Mike said a bad word.
You can say those words separately. You just can't say them together. Like, really? You can say whole ass. You just can't say it the other way, right?
I was just somebody gave me that excuse once, and it stuck. That's just the way it was.
Yeah. And according to you, they don't have those personalities now.
No. It could develop, but now I don't
see. Can you really?
I don't see you develop it.
I don't think a person can become that. I think when a person becomes that, it's fake. It's manufactured.
Yeah.
It's manufactured. That's not their person. That's either your personality or it's not your personality. There's no.
I think sometimes those players can be made because of the surroundings. Like some guy could have an awful experience in something where it makes him psychotic during the games. Like you could have. Like we always talk about revenge games and going up against your former team. I think you can get up for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. Like usually it's you either have it or you don't.
I mean, going through it. I mean, what Mike has talked about is a guy that did it day in and day out. What Ed described from Sam Gash was Mike McCray was that every day.
Yeah.
If you get up for that for one opponent or the situation, that's different from being that guy every day. And I think what you're saying, Mike, is they don't have that type of guy.
No, they don't. They're missing. I don't know. I don't know. And part of it, I remember in 2012 with John Harbaugh, got rid of those guys when they won the Super Bowl. He's evolved. I mean, Marcus Peters was that kind of guy. And
he didn't want that smoke.
You know, and certain times they kept saying Jimmy Smith was that kind of guy. I don't know. But you need them. You got to have about at least 3, 4, 5 on the team.
Mm-hmm. What did the old Coastal Carolina coach say? You need dogs. You don't want no cats. You want dogs. And he was right. That's what you need.
Them. Yeah.
Just a few.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback on the Fan. We go around the NFL, give you our MVPs in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss that. But on the other side, Ed Norris, you're good. Mike Preston, you're bad. Jeremy Kahn.
Ugly.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.